The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
As I had said at the beginning of Mass, today we're gathered for the second annual Blue Mass, in which we pray for all of those involved in law enforcement and firefighters and first responders. We're praying for your safety and to thank God for your dedication and for the sacrifices you make to keep us safe and to help us when we're in trouble. I have a nephew who is a Texas State Trooper, and through him I've gotten a glimpse into the courage and discipline and patient professionalism required of you, as well as some of the risks that you run in the daily exercise of your duties. And then to add to that, all the Christmases and Easters and other holidays when you're out on the streets working while the rest of the family is gathered without you. So I think it is no mere coincidence that the first reading that our lectionary for today just happens to provide to us is St. Paul's great hymn of love in 1 Corinthians 13. Now, we usually read this passage at weddings, but look at what its list of 15 characteristics of Christian love has to say to you who are involved in law enforcement and fighting fires and responding to emergencies. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to go through all 15 in detail. That would make for a pretty long homily. But the first two really stand out. Love is patient. The Greek word for patience refers to a person who has been wronged and has the power to take revenge, but does not do it. And that's how the Bible describes God. We have sinned against him, but rather than punish us, he feels compassion for us. He sees the hurt inside of us that is the ultimate source of our ugly behavior. And that same patience is required of you in the course of your daily duties. You know, we may call it professionalism, but this kind of patience is really love. Love is kind. I know that many law enforcement and firefighters and emergency response situations require you to assume a stern appearance so that those involved will take you seriously, help you maintain control of the situation. But if you remain kind on the inside, despite a stern exterior appearance, your goodness will shine through without undermining the seriousness of your work. If kindness is missing, people may misinterpret your intentions and motives, sometimes with disastrous results. Could that not have been the problem in Ferguson, Missouri? We may call it productive of good community relations, but actually, kindness is a kind of love. Love is not jealous, including when it comes time for promotions. Love is not pompous or inflated. Your uniform and your authority does not put you above other mortals. Neither does mine. Love is not rude, even when treated rudely. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. In other words, love is very demanding. It is a tall order. But it is also what we expect of you. And I'm sure it's also what you expect of yourselves. So today we thank you for your service and your dedication. We pray for your safety. And we ask God to shower special graces upon you so that you will be able, in St. Paul's words, to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Because after all, love never fails.